and the problems persist. On tonight's 10 p.m. report, Debbie Ely will look at how the storm has affected life in the Twin Cities tonight. Andy Greenspan is standing by at Twin Cities International Airport for an update on the delayed air holiday travel. And all over the Twin Cities, the street people are jamming into emergency shelters. The story's coming up in a moment. We'll be right with you.
November 23rd, 1983.
Finally, there's a
race. For those of you keeping score, there are 29 days remaining until the start of winter. But a month passed like a moment for anyone venturing outside today and tonight, and our storm comes, compliments our amigos in Mexico. It was 4 a.m. yesterday morning when raindrops began to fall in the area of Big Bend, Texas. By 9 last night, the rain had reached Dallas, building steam as it headed north. It turned to snow as the storm passed through Missouri and Iowa this morning, turning Des Moines into a no-man's land with more than 10 inches of snow falling on the Iowa capital, leaving the streets and the interstates in the Des Moines area sheer ice. And just in time for the rush hour this morning, the storm hit the Twin Cities, 9 o'clock sharp, just 12 hours after leaving Dallas. The winds of winter had arrived, and tonight blowing snow plagues the metropolitan area, while the storm itself is well on its way into Canada, entering its third country in as many days. Pat?
And David arrived just in time to put a crimp in a lot of Thanksgiving travel plans for many people. Roads across Minnesota, we don't need to tell you, are in bad shape tonight. And according to the State Patrol, Interstate 35 from Sandstone to Duluth is closed. Travel is extremely treacherous on I-35 from Faribault to the Iowa border. Interstate 94 from east of the Twin Cities to Eau Claire, Wisconsin is closed. And Debbie Ely has more on the storm's effects in the Twin Cities tonight.
The usual 20-minute jaunt from Minneapolis to St. Paul took at least 2 hours tonight. Those who decided not to chance their own skill behind the wheel left the driving to someone else. No one knew that more than Yellow Cab's head dispatcher.
We've been busy all day. We've had 200 to 300 orders on the board most of the day.
How does that compare with a regular day?
Regular day, 50 maybe.
But the frustrations experienced by transit dispatchers were second only to those of the drivers out on the street. When Perry Stepka pulled up his MTC bus to this crowded downtown Minneapolis intersection, he was already an hour behind.
Buses don't have much problem getting through this stuff, but the cars do, so that's what'll hold you up.
And talk about being held up. Many of these people at the Greyhound Terminal were waiting for a bus from Rochester, which was more than 4 hours late. Most bus companies canceled all runs out of Minneapolis tonight. For those people who missed connections or decided not to make the snowy trek to suburban homes, hotels in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul rolled out the red carpet. At the St. Paul Radisson, they declared Operation Snowflake and offered cut-rate rooms. The small comfort that is to someone who didn't come prepared.
Where are your boots? Oh, left them at home today. I wasn't ready for this.
Debbie Ely.
By comparison, I guess we could say it's almost pleasant outside. If we take a look at what it was like this afternoon. Heavy snow, of course, has fallen. How much snow? Well, we had 11 inches officially out at the National Weather Service, and a band of snow all the way from south central Minnesota up into the Duluth area. 15 inches of snow on the ground up in Duluth. We've had reports to as much as 13 inches here in the Twin Cities.